music teacher Tasha Morse stands in front of three rows of middle schoolers, about 20 in all. They're sporting a variety of instruments, from a chest-high red and white bass drum, to violins, to trombones, to a mellophone.
What you have just witnessed is the very first note that our entire band has played together as a whole band at all this year. That's the first time they've played together this entire year.
Unlike most school concerts, this performance took place in the open air, under the soaring roof of the elementary school's covered outdoor basketball court. Stikine Middle School's mitigation plan has kept the kids in pods, which means the band spent a year practicing the same music in three completely separate classroom groups. Sixth grader Jackson Carney holds down one corner of the middle school's percussion ensemble, playing the snare and bass drums.
It was different not practicing ever, and I will say I messed up a couple times, but oh well.
Sixth grader Natalia Ashton says she's played the violin for about half her life. This was the first year she got to play strings with the band.
It was good. Definitely did not expect it to be outside, but I don't need a mask to play, so it wasn't that different playing without a mask, but it was definitely a new experience.
Ashton is relieved to be able to breathe normally. In addition to being kept in pods, music teacher Tasha Morse explains what other precautions have been taken.
We play with masks that have special flaps, and then they cover their entire instrument, and I can't see their fingers, and they're constantly like, ah, they call it their sarong. My sarong is stuck in my horn, hold on! Or like they're trying to flip a page, but they have to pull their hand out of this bag and then put it back in, and they're like, hold on, I can't get it in there! It's been ridiculous.
But these precautions have largely kept COVID-19 out of Wrangell's classrooms. Students have attended school in person for all but about 2 weeks of the school year, when minor outbreaks prompted shutdowns. With the middle school's first and last group performance of the year finished, Morse swept around, sanitizing seats and music stands for the second performance, the high school band. It's a smaller group. Wrangell's Emergency Operations Center and the Parks and Rec Department signed off on the concerts for the two bands and the high school choir. But only two family members were allowed at a time under the awning to fan out and watch the students perform. Others had to lurk outside the fence or pull up in cars outside the enclosure. Morse says it was a welcome opportunity to have family and friends to play for.
Playing music for people is why we play music. We don't play music just to keep it to ourselves. So this was really nice. I think it was very refreshing after over a year of not playing for people.
She's not anticipating such a long break next year. And Jackson Carney, the middle school percussionist, is already looking forward to his seventh grade stint in band.
I'm really excited for next year. I hope I can do some other percussion instruments besides the bass drum and snare drum. I hope to try just other ones in general.
High school senior Jade Ballensog plays both the trombone and flute. She says she hopes Wrangell Schools will continue to support arts education for students after she graduates, even if it takes getting creative and holding more chilly outdoor concerts.
It's really like a large portion of the school that plays band, if it weren't for a pandemic, of course, but still we have a pretty like significantly large band for like all the circumstances. And there are a lot of students here who are really passionate about arts and like music, and you know, they need all the support they can get.
For now, the keystone of the district's arts department is Morse. She teaches music at all three schools and high school art classes.
I'm just proud of the kids. They've worked really hard this year, and so it shows in their performance how much they really enjoy it. And that's why I do this, because it warms my heart, because it warms theirs.
With the school year wrapping up at the end of the month, there aren't more concerts on the schedule. Wrangellites will have to wait until next school year to hear the dulcet tones of the middle and high school bands and choir. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.